What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Dan is sitting in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble and ready to answer your phone call when you call on in here. We're talking about the various wars and the war zone. And apparently, early this week, the U.S. Army released their Training and Doctrine Command Manual, or TRADOC. And it basically shows a new strategy for how U.S. ground forces will operate, fight, and campaign successfully across multiple domains, space, cyberspace, air, land, maritime, against all enemies in the 2025 to 2040 timeframe. In other words, they're preparing for hybrid wars for decades to come. Remember in the 1990s, the Project for the New American Century, their stated goal was 100 years of unending war by the United States to bring the war under the U.S. control. Looks like the neocons are still out there pushing this thing. But the new strategy under TRADOC calls for super empowered individuals and smaller groups who are mobile and can simultaneously fight in every domain of warfare. Which sounds grandiose. It almost sounds like they're trying to create the multi-role soldier, just like we have multi-role aircraft, which generally don't work too well. Okay, let's take a look now at the economic news. We're getting more and more signals from organizations like Goldcorp that silver bullion prices are set to soar. Silver's actually been, dollar for dollar, outperforming gold for quite a long time now. Gold is being manipulated. Gold is being held down to discourage people from abandoning their paper equities and getting into gold. But silver hasn't caught their attention, and silver has done very, very well. And the per ounce price of silver futures as of Friday was $17.41, and analysts say it's poised for a big climb, particularly as the gold-to-silver ratio stands well above historical averages. Silver is definitely undervalued compared to gold, and that's why everybody thinks that's going to be taking off right now. A little bit of concern here, and again, this comes out of Donald Trump refusing to recertify the P5+1 Iran agreement and now talking about simply walking away from it, which has sent a message to the rest of the world. The American government is dishonest. They don't keep their promises. And we'd already seen that many times before. We saw it in Libya. Surrender your nuclear weapons. We promise we won't invade. Libya gave up their nuclear weapons program. They got invaded. Same thing in Iraq. Give up your chemical weapons. We promise we won't invade. Iraq gave up the chemical weapons. The U.S. invaded. Same thing in Syria. Give up your sarin gas, we won't invade. They got invaded. And now they're getting ready to do the same thing to Iran. Well, this awareness of the untrustworthiness of the U.S. government is now having repercussions in the global economic environment, where more and more countries are saying that using the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency is foolish, because you can't know what it's really worth, if it has any worth, because it's all based on wishful thinking and you know, the true faith and security of the U.S. government, which doesn't have any. And the awareness that basically using the U.S. dollar as a global currency has never been run as a fair system by the United States. They took advantage of it for profit. To dominate other countries, and that's why so many countries are throwing off the dollar system, with Russia and China leading the way, which is why Russia and China are now being demonized in advance of a war to bring them back under the U.S.-dominated system. And unfortunately, the attitude that seems to be coming out of Washington, D.C. and the Pentagon is, yeah, we realize we might lose this one, but we're going to give it a go anyway, because after all, it's not my kid. Apparently, over in Chicago, Alderman Edward Burke wants to end the war on cash. And he's basically authored an ordinance, which he submitted at last week's city council meeting, to ban Chicago businesses from banning cash. And I think that really is a very, very good idea. And as I mentioned before, if you're not allowed to have cash, you're dependent on the banks, you're dependent upon the banking systems. And we had an event down here at the local Safeway where that electronic system that took credit cards, debit cards, EBT cards, all of it, it went down. We don't know if it was the internet went down or their local server went down, but we had a store full of people holding plastic cards that couldn't get to their money to pay for their groceries. They had to leave them behind. Only the people who had cash were able to walk out of that market with their purchases. We're going to take a moment here to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. Now, as you know, another piece of fallout from our foreign policy is that more and more countries are starting to not want to do business with American companies, and they're going elsewhere. And a good example would be there was this country in the Middle East that was getting ready to buy a whole bunch of Boeing aircraft, and at the last second they pulled out of the deal and said, we're going to go on over and get our aircraft from Bombardier. Well, Boeing decided, well, to heck with you, we'll just acquire Bombardier. And all of a sudden, Airbus has come on in, and they're making a play for Bombardier. So Trump's foreign policy, or the neocon foreign policy, to be honest, it's harming us all. It's harming our businesses. They're literally sacrificing the entire country, all of its wealth and all of its people, for their dreams of glory. And again, if they're so anxious to have a war with Russia and China, I say we give them all parachutes, fly over Russia and China, and just kick them on out. Stay so long and have fun. You thought this was a good idea? Prove it to us. Now, getting into immigration, tensions are building in Europe. More and more of these horrible stories are coming on out. And according to this article in the Daily Mail, they have interviews with the wives of men who were jailed for raping vulnerable British girls. And they come from a culture in which non-Muslim girls are seen as valid prey, if you will. And apparently the attitude is white girls are filthy. And they blame the victims. It's all your fault. And unfortunately, we're dealing not with just individuals. We're talking about organized gangs of these refugee men that work in packs that just go on out and start attacking young white girls and teenagers. And despite efforts to try and keep this out of the public eye, at least in the corporate media, the word is getting around. Over in France, over the last 2 years, 239 people have been killed by terrorists. These are wartime numbers, by the way. And yet France persists with this open border idea. We welcome the refugees. We don't need to vet you. We don't need to check out if you're a terrorist. I would say, and I know this makes me a nationalist, and right now that's a dirty word in this country, but a government's first obligation is to the people of that nation. And everything else has to come afterwards. And the globalists have a different idea, that the leaders of the individual nations are just figureheads. And the global rulers will rule everything. And they're doing a lousy job of it. I mean, let's look at what the open borders have done here in the United States and all across Europe. It's been very, very destructive. Now, Britain's top domestic intelligence officer is warning that Great Britain is under unprecedented threat from Islamic terrorists, and says that they've foiled 20 plots in the past 4 years, but he says future successful attacks are inevitable. The threat is multidimensional, evolving rapidly, and operating at a scale and pace we've not seen before. This is coming from Andrew Parker, the Director General of MI5. He says, it's at the highest tempo I've seen in my 34-year career. Today, there is more terrorist activity coming at us more quickly, and it can be harder to detect. So, once again, how's that open borders idea working out for you? When you're bringing in populations who refuse to integrate, may have criminal records, may come with cultural beliefs of superiority over the locals, it's going to cause problems all over the place. Now, over in Austria, as you know, they had an election, and a nationalist, Eurosceptic, won. And so the EU is in a panic because Austria could join the anti-immigration Visegrad group in Brussels. And because there are more and more of these nations in Europe that are getting together and saying, this has to stop. This is just absolutely have to stop. Jean-Claude Juncker is so scared that he actually called up Austria's election winner, Sebastian Kurz, and ordered him to form a pro-European government. I'm sorry, Jean-Claude, that's really none of your business, and I don't think Austria is going to respond to this meddling in their internal affairs, because it is the EU's, Brussels, meddling in internal affairs that has led to this friction. Because all the European Union was supposed to be when it was created was a free trade, free travel zone. That was it. There wasn't supposed to be this huge bureaucracy in Brussels that were getting into the member nations and saying all cucumbers at the supermarket have to be this size and all ears of corns have to be this size. I mean, it is really ridiculous. The extreme microscopic interference that's going on. And in turn, it's led to a huge amount of food waste, because food that does not match those EU standards just gets tossed. Amazing. Now, Angela Merkel, following her trumbling at the election, she still held on to her job, but she's been weakened. And now she decided to go on out and say that they were going to add a Muslim public holiday to the list of official German holidays. That prompted a huge reaction. And already you're getting people in the streets saying she's got to step down. She has to step down. The German people are sick and tired of German leaders more concerned with the refugees than they are with the German people. Now, down in Israel, Russia Today's broadcasting provider in the West Bank, PAL Media, has been sealed off following raids by Israeli security forces on Palestinian outlets. And the raids led to the closure of some broadcasting stations suspected of inciting terrorism. They can't actually say that they were, but this is Israel basically trying to shut down any media that does not support the official story. And we're starting to see the beginning. It's probably going to get really intense in the next few days, because as this Uranium One story starts to gain traction in the corporate media, it's going to vindicate the independent media who had that story months ago. Now, getting into the world of politically correct, and I think this is a good illustration of how liberalism can really get things so wrong. Over in one of Britain's top schools, the headmaster, Adam Pettit, oversaw the conversion of toilets at Highgate School in North London over the summer holidays to basically gender-neutral toilets, saying it was going to help students who are gender-fluid or don't wish to identify themselves with a gender. And he claimed at the time that young people were pleasing and accepting and sympathetic to this whole situation. However, apparently the reality all these weeks later has sunk on in. The students at the school and the parents are very upset. They're concerned about children who are going in and using a bathroom that was used by a member of the opposite gender. It makes them uncomfortable. And maybe what they should have done was kept the boys' room in the girls' room and then had off to the side a gender-neutral room. But there's a lot of people who are very uncomfortable over using a both with young people avoid, you know, unplanned pregnancies. And so we sort of have this idea of not using the other restroom. I'm sure there's probably a name for it, a phobia of walking in the wrong restroom. That's at work here. And now all of a sudden, these kids are being thrown in there. Now, getting on back to why this represents a failure of liberalism. First of all, you need to go all the way back to a lady named Margaret Mead and a book she wrote called Coming of Age in Samoa, which claimed to validate the idea that we are born with blank minds, tabula rasa, and that everything we think and feel emotionally comes from the environment, from the outside, and that if you could control the environment, that you could control what people are thinking and feeling. And the issue of Samoa was that Margaret Mead went down there and claimed to document a society in which young people transitioned from childhood through adolescence into adulthood without the normal emotional traumas that we all see around us. Aha, I found a society that doesn't have these emotional traumas, therefore it proves these traumas are created from the outside. And Margaret Mead and her book were lionized by the liberal establishment. And this theory that the mind is born blank and everything in it comes from the outside is the bedrock, the foundation of the liberal agenda and dogma, if you will. But it turns out it's a fraud. Margaret Mead made a lot of bad mistakes in that book. She writes about Samoa being a promiscuous society because Hawaii at that time was. But each of these little islands out here, they're an isolated cosmos. They all develop individual civilizations. And the Samoans are rigidly monogamous. And as it turns out, Margaret Mead didn't really go on out and do a lot of research in Samoa. She made friends with two local girls, and she just talked to them. And she asked them leading questions, and to be polite, these young girls gave her the answers she obviously wanted to hear, not knowing that she was going to write a book out of it. And years later, the government of Samoa located these two friends and took depositions from them saying that, yeah, basically Mead came in with a pre-desired outcome and we just shrugged and talked story and went along with it. But if you really study her book, and there are many who have already come on out, it's a fake. And that means their idea, their article of faith, that they can change what's in your head by changing the environment, is not real. We are products of what we inherit from our ancestors, multiplied against our life experiences, each of which are unique. And this is why so many of these liberal experiments fail miserably. Because they're all founded on that belief that if there's enough manipulation, if there's enough coercion, if there's enough paint on the wall, that the liberals can get you to think the way the liberals think you ought to think. And it never works out. And nobody has the courage to question that prime assumption behind the liberalist philosophy. We'll be right back after these few words.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. The phone lines are still open, 800-313-9443. Sam has now taken over in our control room for the remainder of the show. So, again, be very nice to him when you call on in because he's doing us a big favor. Getting on back to liberalism and the very bad mistakes it makes on this assumption that we are all born with totally empty minds and that everything we think, know, or feel comes in from the environment. And it's a bogus idea. It's a combination of both. Margaret Mead's book was an intellectual fraud. And that's why they keep coming up with these ridiculous liberal ideas that keep falling flat on their face. And the latest one has this idea of transgenderism, and how it's real and everybody is gender fluid and there's no such thing as men or women and blah, 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 blah. So there was this article over at The Blaze talking about a pediatrician who's come on out and said, you need to understand something. Okay, you're not helping these kids deal with issues of gender identity. You're confusing the heck out of them. You're basically sending a message that they're supposed to be confused about gender. if they want the approval of mommy and whatever the other one is. This pediatrician is out there saying what they're actually doing to the kids, they're treating puberty like a disease because they're injecting these kids, normal, biologically healthy kids, with these puberty blockers. They're arresting a normal process, which is critical to normal development. This is very bad for kids. They're turning them into monsters to line up with their liberal ideology. And they're doing it to kids who are really too young to understand what's going on. But that's really what it is. It's chemical castration. And again, they're forcing an idea, an agenda. There was that woman who forced her son to live like a girl and is now forcing drugs on him to trying to start the process to turn him into a girl. Not even a word of what the son wanted. Just mommy wants a little girl instead of a little boy, and so we're just going to do some engineering here. It's amazing here. All right, a little bit of good news. If you live in Los Angeles, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a drone. Apparently, the Los Angeles Police Department has sought and received approval for a drone pilot program. They've been talking about this for several months. The Board of Police Commissioners approved it. These drones will not be armed. They are purely for surveillance, at least for now. So they'll be up there. And speaking of drones, apparently the organization to receive an FAA waiver allowing them to fly drones over crowds as part of the news coverage. So we'll see what happens there. Now, drones are a lot of fun, and some of the ones they use for news coverage, they're expensive, but they're very, very good. But sooner or later, one of them is going to fall onto that crowd. And I wonder what's going to happen at that point. Let's talk about Las Vegas very quickly here. There was this young lady. We reported on it last week. Kimberly Sushamel. And she had been out there publicly saying that she was convinced there were multiple shooters, that the official story was completely bogus. And then all of a sudden, a few days later, she dies in her sleep. She's 28 years old, no known health problems. Everybody says, what the heck is going on? As it turned out, she had been talking about forming a group of survivors and witnesses to go public, saying the official story was false. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're going to go right to the telephones here. Richard in Alabama, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you talk about these feminizing vaccinations. Now, I was a child during World War II.
Mm-hmm.
I got a whole bunch of vaccinations, and I got the Guillain-Barré syndrome. I was paralyzed.
Oh, man.
I couldn't move for a week. And after I recovered from that, my testicles withdrew up into my abdomen. And they didn't come down for about 5 years. I missed my puberty. I missed my growth spurt. I'm smaller than my father, barely the same size as my mother or my sister. And my life has been terribly ruined by these vaccinations. And I can't help but notice that a certain demographic is not bothered by these vaccinations, either because they simply refuse as a group, as a group to submit, or because maybe they just have so much testosterone that they just can overcome the damage. But I was sterilized, and my life was ruined by these vaccinations. And it happened way back under Harry Truman. And everybody was so patriotic about, oh, we killed Hitler. And everybody was excited about killing Hitler. And that was our, you know, we felt like we could do no wrong. Boy, we were doing a lot of wrong. And they ruined my life. I was forever feminized and sterilized. And so my social life has been crippled. And I'm an old man now. And I just heard you tell something about my experience. But this is not new. This is something that's been going on a long time. And I've noticed now that the most of the babies that the white girls are having are black in Alabama. In Alabama, half of the students are black. But the white students, the white boys, seem to be very feminine. They don't want to fight about anything. They don't argue about anything. They don't even try to put their arm around a white girl. Now, when I was a child, there was a lot of groping and fighting over girls. White boys don't fight over girls anymore. They've just given up. And now hardly any black girl can find a husband because the white girls have become so easy.
Yeah.
And, oh, well, I don't know what else I can say.
Well, I mean, there's no secret to the fact that the U.S. military views its draftees or inductees during wartime as laboratory animals. And many of the vaccines that our soldiers are given, that you were given, are experimental and not even available to the civilians. It's thought that the 1918 Spanish flu outbreak, which actually erupted out of Camp Funston in the U.S., was triggered by a bad experimental vaccine. But the government's doing experiments on us, on our military all the time under the fog of war. And some of these chemicals do have serious side effects. It's thought that the Gulf War syndrome from Iraq was a reaction to an adjuvant called squalene. So, yeah, they're just out there playing with these chemicals and using people as guinea pigs. And I'm sorry that you suffered what you did. Certainly the Guillaume race.
They're not making mistakes. They're doing exactly what they plan to do. No mistakes. No experiments.
Well, okay. I tend to view the military as capable of incredible stupidity from time to time. But anyway, thank you for your service to our country, and I'm sorry that you had to go through all of this. We're going to let you go and get back to doing the news. So thank you, Richard, and thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Now, getting on back to Las Vegas, there's been a big hue and cry about this Mandalay Bay security guard, Jesus Campos, who first alerted police to the Vegas gunman, and then they said the killer shot at him through the door of his hotel suite. The Australian staying next door said no, he was actually shot by accident by the police. He was lined up for all these interviews, and all of a sudden he canceled. There were rumors of a gag order, and he just simply disappeared, and everybody said, where'd he go, where'd he go? Well, he finally surfaced again as a guest on the Ellen DeGeneres show, which is probably airing right about now. And in the clip, Campos describes the moment Stephen Paddock started shooting at him, and basically reiterated the official story. But the way he disappeared and the way he came back, it looks very suspicious. There are allegations that in addition to not being registered with the state of Nevada as a security guard, that Jesus Campos is actually an illegal immigrant. And maybe the authorities got to him and said, we'll make you a deal. Go on one talk show, tell our story the way we want it told, get you a green card. Now, another story that came on out from IntelliHub is saying that Jesus Campos may not even be his real name. So this story just gets murkier and murkier and murkier. Now, down in Puerto Rico, a very disgusting video has surfaced. And as you know, there's been a lot of talk about politics. Was reported by the conservative treehouse.com that shows Puerto Rico Secretary of State showing boxes and boxes of food, water, and supplies being discarded by Puerto Rican officials in dumpsters, obviously not reaching the intended recipients. So what is going on down there? Well, part of what's going on down there is they don't want boxes of food and medicine. They want cash, because that they can dip into. Need something other than their current political leadership. They need somebody with humanity to be out there. Over in San Diego, their hepatitis A outbreak has now reached 19, and it's a one-person increase over last week. That's number of deaths here. The case counts increased from 490 to 507, according to the County Health and Human Services Agency. And it is primarily emerging among the region's homeless and drug-using population. It's reached the Los Angeles area and will probably show up in San Francisco very quickly, because many of the homeless are living the lives of the hobos. And it looks like we've got another problem with Skype not getting our signal. Let me look at this real quick. Skype has just been really, really terrible over the last few days. And no, it says that it's okay right now. So we've got something else is going on. All right, let's see. Is that better? Oh, it's clearing up for now. All right, momentary glitch. Maybe the hamster tripped over in that little wire wheel thing. Now, here's another article that came on out. This is from Blacklisted News. Fraud, exploitation, and collusion. America's this week was The Rot Within, where they're basically talking about an industry that routinely kills hundreds of thousands of Americans and suffers no consequence for it. And we've given you the numbers on deaths by medical mistake. Death by medical mistake is the third leading cause of death in the United States after cancer and heart disease. You are something like at least nine times more likely to be killed by your own doctor than by a terrorist. And they're trying to finally deal with it from this opioid pandemic, which has finally fired up the corporate media and the politicians and saying, yeah, this has gone too far. But 60 Minutes did this investigation, and what they found is that Congress and the drug companies worked together to cripple the DEA's ability to fight opioid abuse. And we're not talking about street heroin. We're talking about the opioids that are sold by those people in those clean white coats over there at the pharmacies. That's what we're talking about. And they just want to keep the business going. They want to keep the population addicted for the same reason the illegal drug dealers do. It's a steady revenue, steady income. So let's talk a little bit about computers, because there's a major problem there. Excuse me. According to an article that we have over in the Hacker News, there's a serious crypto flaw that allows hackers to recover the private RSA keys used in billions of devices. And the crack attack for Wi-Fi was supposed to be the worst vulnerability. This one's turning out to be worse. Microsoft, Google, Lenovo, Hewlett-Packard, and Fujitsu are warning their customers of a potentially serious vulnerability in widely used RSA cryptographic library produced by German semiconductor manufacturer Infineon Technologies. And apparently this vulnerability does not affect the elliptic curve cryptogram and the encryption standard itself. Rather, it resides in the implementation of the RSA key pair generation by Infineon's trusted platform module. Well, I'm not sure that this is a bug or a flaw. It sounds suspiciously like the early DES, which turned out to have your password encrypted into it, or the Clipper chip, which had the so-called law enforcement access field, which had the encryption key on that message. You didn't even need to go to the two escrow agencies for the pair of keys. It was right there in the message. This sounds like another NSA backdoor that's been discovered by the cyber criminals. Let's take a phone call here. George in North Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm kind of in a pickle here. I'm wanting to get excited about, you know, finally I'm about to tap this Clinton thing down where she can't shake out of it with this Uranium One deal. I got some strange feeling that we can get her with, you know, in my philosophy, we can get her with espionage and maybe treason as well. And I was just wanting to know if you have the same, any kind of thoughts on what that might be, you know, entail in.
Well, I think Hillary's enemies were looking for a way to ease her out of public life without risking exposure of what we like to call the narcocracy. So they're not going to go after the email scandal. Because that would be a scandal. It would be so big, it would bring the entire government down. So I think they're picking up on this Russia Uranium One deal, and that's going to be enough to tarnish Hillary for life. And she and Bill Clinton may, in fact, leave the United States. They've already shipped some of their money over to other countries. And they may go someplace where there's no extradition, and that will be the end of the matter. But as long as she's out, but again, the real danger, the real risk is she may decide to just blow the whistle on all of it. The gun and drug running by the CIA back in Arkansas in the 1980s, all the people who were using the Clinton Foundation as a slush fund or a tax avoidance scheme, she could blow it all on out, and that would be a big enough scandal to bring the whole government down.
Well, I think that might would give somebody in the deep state or elsewhere the authority pretty much to take her out. And, you know, that would almost be as well as put her in jail, I believe.
Well, we'll see what happens. Again, I'm sure that the Clintons and all their friends are out there saying, no, don't go with this. Don't go with this. We're going to ruin everything here if you dare prosecute Hillary. But I think we might see Bill and Hillary decide it's time to retire to some other part of the globe.
All right. Well, I hope that's not Hawaii for your sake.
Well, I hope so, too, because every time Obama would come out here for Christmas, I mean, the traffic jams were unbelievable. But I meant someplace without extradition.
Maybe they could go back
to Haiti. I'm sure they'd be welcome there.
Now, that would be justice. They would really love them down there.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All right. Well, George, thank you for the phone. Oh, did you have something else?
I was just going to say, you do great work, man. I've been listening to you for almost a year and a half every night. I'm pretty hooked now.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We're going to let you go. Getting on back here to the news, again, about the computers. Apparently, and this is being reported over in shtfplan.com, there's a massive Wi-Fi flaw that affects all connected devices. And it's followed up with the question, you have to wonder if it was corrupted on purpose. And we know that the NSA, in the age of computer encryption, has gone down the path of forcing back doors into all of our electronics to be able to spy on us. And unfortunately, the bad guys find those doors. So apparently the security protocol, WPA2 protocol, is now has a flaw in it that exposes wireless internet traffic to malicious attack. And again, the bad guys are winning on this one because the government's too busy blowing up the rest of the world. We're going to take a brief break for some commercials, and then we'll be back with a phone call. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go right to the phones here. James in Atlanta. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? James, are you there? Going once? Going twice? Okay, well, we'll put him back on hold and see if he shows on up. Now, one of the gizmos that the technophiles are getting for their children is children's smartwatches. And the children's smartwatch, in addition to the things you would expect a watch to do, tell time, possibly have a compass, they also include a SIM card to communicate with the cell telephone network, and they have a GPS. And the whole point of it is that you, at your home, on your smart device, can know where your child is as long as they're wearing that particular watch. Unfortunately, it turns out these devices have got some amazing loopholes. That can, for example, the mobile phone SIM card can be accessed remotely, which means child predators, like those in Washington, D.C., can also log in and see where your child is and where they're going. And even worse, they can intercept and change the geographical location of the watch in what is known as location spoofing. So when you're looking on your device at home, it's going to say your child is, you know, at the schoolyard, when in reality, he's being taken somewhere else. And my question is, have we become a nation where these companies are putting out these products with these grandiose promises, and they just don't care about the fact that they really don't work, or they're easy to get around? There are so many flaws in our system, and a lot of them are, in fact, there by design, courtesy of the NSA. And the cyber criminals know that they're there, and they're hunting them down, and they're finding them. Now, privacy rights group Privacy International says it has obtained evidence for the first time that British spy agencies are collecting social media information on potentially millions of people. They're watching everybody. Boy, that's got to be a boring job. Did James in Atlanta ever get back on the phone? Hello, James, are you there?
Mike, can you hear me?
Yeah, there you are. Okay, good. We were having trouble connecting with you. What's going on?
I wanted to ask you, you were talking about Las Vegas, about Howard Hughes, if you'd ever done any research or you could recommend any books. There may be some people that listen to the show that may not even know who we're talking about, but he had kind of an interesting life.
Oh, yes, he did. Obviously, I never met the man myself, but one of the early CGI companies I worked with was just down the block from his original base of operations on Romaine Street in Hollywood. It was a gorgeous building. Used to walk past it all the time. Listen, James, don't hang up the phone. We're going to have to take a break for station identification, and I'm going to come right back to you after these few words.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.